In a world shaped by yesterday's meaning into tomorrow, we find ourselves weaving possibilities in an endless constellation of opportunities. Suspended in the big blue, we find ourselves in the shared moment, with a question on our lips and a desire in our hearts, where lifestyle, business, consciousness share the same office space as your purpose and your brand. Welcome to the Supernova Podcast, a never-ending chronicle, a narrative, really, designed to usher in Big Bang shebangs and a whole lot more glimmer. Here's to that space-time continuum, fellow astronaut, or dare I say, supernova. Here's to leaning in. Let's get astronomical. Let's shift the needle into flow. Here's the mission.
Isn't it fascinating how stories emerge, narratives unfold, and how we can make sense or meaning out of anything and everything? And it's all a subjective experience, really. It's all really what we want it to be and what it means to us. But I wanted to share a little bit of what's been happening in my universe in this last day, because this morning I just woke up to this beautiful sensation of this beautiful day, even though it's starting to get a little bit chillier, and noticed something at the corner of my eye as I was kind of ebbing into my day, really resonating with, okay, I'm taking charge, I'm taking today by its power, I'm taking today by my power. And I noticed something scurry across the face of the room, across the contours of the jeans that I was actually about to put on. And I kind of snapped out of it, or snapped into it. I'm not quite sure what was happening in that particular moment, but I was just aware of this energy, this vibration, this movement happening. And the only thing I could think of was, I think I saw a spider. And I didn't like that thought. I didn't like that thought at all. I don't like spiders. I know from a spiritual perspective, they're really great wisdom council members. They bring an innate shamanistic things to these. And I know that working in the realms of consciousness, it's part of the world, and a lot of my clients are very much guided by these principles. However, I do kind of tap into spirit guides in terms of things, but I just don't really want to embrace the spider being part of that. Even just saying that, I'm now noticing my mind go off to little, like, fluttering things, and I'm like, is that something else that's now pulling at my heels and pulling at my constellations? Like, what else is out there? And that's a big question to be asking, and that's a really powerful question. But let me, before I go into that question, because that's a really good one, tell you a little bit of how the story unfolded. So, the scurrying things, brown-blacky spider, which I realized was a spider, had run over the contours of my pants that I was about to put on. And I kind of took a step back and went, okay, that was real, that just happened. And then I questioned myself because it wasn't there anymore. And I was like, well, maybe I'm just, my mind is playing tricks on me. Maybe something else is happening. Or maybe it is and it's gone. But that's the worst piece of thing that you can ever do. If you're like me, once you see something and then you're like, hold on, I know you're here, but now I don't see you anymore, that's even more frightening. Because in a world of, we can be fearing everything, and I'm not trying to be a hypochondriac here, and I'm not trying to create a world of hypochondriacs here, but there's stuff we can be fearing. We can fear anything. And there's things that come into our orbit, and there's things that can work and don't work and shall work and won't. You know, you get the point, right? But in that space, once we are aware of a fear, once it starts to bubble up and resonate at that frequency, it's like we can't unsee it. And this is where that torment happens. This is where that anguish happens. It's like, oh, thing I don't want to share, the thing I don't want to be seen for. It's like, now that I'm aware that people might see me for it, it becomes scarier. When I wasn't aware of people seeing me in that space, even though that they may be looking at me strangely, I may not have had that resonance with that frequency, because I was coming in with my power and my space and whatever energy I was bringing into the room. But the minute I dropped my frequency, or maybe even dropped my guard, or whatever that is, or whatever that was, or whatever that can be and it will be and continues to be, for I am human just like you, just like all of us, then it just, I don't know, it just, it tugs at us and it torments us, and in that moment we cannot release that, and it just holds us back. So much so that I couldn't let this thing go. I really couldn't. I wanted to put these pants on. I wanted to know the spider wasn't on the pants, so I kind of just shook them and made sure that it wasn't there. But, and once I kind of had enough of a feeling of okay, yet I didn't really know, I embraced putting them on and noticing the fear that was coming on. Like, great, these are famous last words. I need to put out something on social media in case people find me later on and I don't make it. Like, my mind went there. 'Cause it just did. But also the fact of, I then embrace the next several minutes of actively hunting down the thing I feared, because I couldn't stand the precipitous thought of it being there but me not knowing where it is and how it's going to show up, and like needing to almost control it, needing to understand it, needing to be okay with it, needing to just have that sense of comfort and that sense of trust and that sense of understanding in that moment. It's like, okay, you're here. I can handle knowing you're there in relation to where I am, but not knowing where you are, not knowing where I am, not knowing what's going to emerge out of the space, and then second guessing and all these thoughts and beliefs and assumptions that we just spin in our spaces and spin in our own webs. And in our own lies and in our own deceits and in our own conditioning just come up. And they do come up. And I shared this on social media and posts had been kind of coming through. And again, it was like, embrace the spider. It's so good for you. It's like a great way of facing your fears. And I'm like, I'm looking for it. I don't want to find it, but I do want to find it. I'm trying to embrace this. I'm remembering an activity that I did for a couple of days where I tried to embrace spiders, and it didn't go down too well when a really big thing came my way. And I was like, that's a bit too much, too soon, too fast, too everything. But anyway, I just need to know where I stand on this. I just need to know what's happening. I just need to have that degree of acceptance on this and surrender on this. And when I actually had that moment of surrender and acceptance, it's just like, okay, it's somewhere. It's probably hiding, fearing me, because I'm tenfold bigger than it is. I'm in the space and I'm creating that. I'll just let it be and send it vibrations and ask it to move out of the space when I'm not looking, and let's just call it that. I came back to my keyboard. And there I found it actually on my keyboard. I was just about to put my hand on my keyboard and just check emails, and I noticed that I was about to move into its space, and I was like, oh, okay. So I had a conversation with it because I didn't want to squash it into my keyboard. I didn't want my keyboard to now be smothered with spiders. And I didn't want this thing to stay on my keyboard, because this is my laptop, this is my tool, this is my way of engagement, this is like something that's really meaningful to me, and this is how I create service, this is something I need. I'm not going to throw my laptop out because there's a spider on it, but I didn't want to, you know, do anything with it. I didn't want to blow at it, I didn't want to squash it, I didn't know what to do with it. So I just asked it to leave and spoke into that space, and actually it did that. It shuffled off and went out the window, and I closed the window, and that was a good thing. I was quite proud of myself, and I was quite, yay, okay, that went down well. until I was cleaning up after breakfast and noticing that my hand was on the dishwashing cloth, and right there in between my two fingers was a much bigger spider, a little bit bulkier, a little bit more intense. I could see its mouth fidgeting. I could think of its fangs kind of going, which way do I bite? I could see its feet kind of edging on something and it getting shifty. I could feel its eyes on me. I could see it getting ready to pounce on any way. I could see it being poisonous. I don't know my spiders, but this just, I got every bad vibration from the spider, and it's menacingness right there in between my fingers, and I'm paralyzed, and I just throw this cloth down, and I'm like, great. Here's another one. A bigger one, a hairier one, a bulkier one. Not quite a tarantula or a rain spider, but I'm just like, no, I'm not happy with this. I'm not wanting to embrace this. And then again, I kind of lost sight of it, and I'm like, well, today, where is it now? Like, if I move the cloth, will it pounce at me? Will it jump on me? What will it do? And noticing all the fears and traffic, all those thoughts that are just coming through my head. And I got reminded of something that was happening on Facebook as a private message found me going, well, you do know you're 10 times bigger than it. And you do know that you're being completely irrational about this fear. And fearing something so small and so insignificant and so trivial when you're so much bigger, bolder, and brighter than anything like that is actually a random act of immaturity. And I hear you on that. I really do hear you on that. But then I think to myself, that fear, that illogical thought, is just a cellular little synaptic snap that's happening in my brain, which is also tenfold smaller than the sum of my parts combined, the sum of my potential, the sum of where I'm going, the sum of everything that I know that I am. And yet, it's things like that within the crevices of a synapse in our mind that freak us out the most. It's that neuron in a cell that may have a cancerous effect that is tenfold smaller than all of us, our universe, and yet we fear that. It's greater than us. It's bigger than us. And that is our truth. So now I'm noticing, as I say this, I've had two encounters with spiders, and my mind goes to the famous, infamous things happen in three quotes, and I'm kind of going, ooh boy, did I just walk into seeing something that I don't want to see, moving something that I don't want to move, and embracing something that I don't want to embrace. You know, the first one I almost touched, the second one was like there, the only big thing that I can think of is the next one's going to be bigger, and it's actually going to be in my hand or on my body, and I'm going to feel it. That's scary, to feel the fear that we fear the most, to see it, to taste it, to experience it. Oh, not taste it, take that back, but you know what I mean, right? It just becomes palpable and it becomes real. Now, shape-shifting to the other side of the conundrum, I love dragonflies. I do. I think they're intricate. I think they're beautiful. I think there's a fragility in them, but also an innate power that's even more powerful and potent for me as a personal metaphor than butterflies, even though I respect the butterfly and its transformation. And I just watched a butterfly flutter around a petal right now. And I'm drawn to something I shared on Instagram a little bit earlier today, which is a dragonfly that landed in my orbit. Well, actually, it was gifted to me in my orbit. It was something that I see as sacred, and it was just there as a gift from Cleo, a cat that I'm looking after. And there it sits in my field, in my orb, looking beautiful, looking serene, passed into another realm. And it's like, does that still hold magic? Does that thing still have that potential and possibility, even though its life force is now taken away? Where those spiders were very much real and very much doing that thing that spiders do, this was now in its moment of serenity and being gifted. And I'm being asked to receive this beautiful thing that I hold so sacred and so true as this lifeless form that's now being gifted to me. And it stirred up another conundrum, another whirlwind, another vortex in my space, which lands in the conversations that actually plants where I wanted to speak into today. And that is the realm of magic, and that is the realm of possibility and potential, but above all, potential. I used to be such a potential girl, looking for potential, hunting for potential, dreaming up potential, expecting potential. And it's a very hard thing to put out there, because what does that even mean? What does that even look like? How do we even embrace that? And it's a big thing to take on. And in my years and in my space and in my evolution, I stopped hunting for it. It's not that I died. It's not that I gave up on my purpose. It's not that I just said too much, too fast, too soon. I didn't turn my back on it. I didn't do anything. I stopped trying to pick berries out of thin air. I stopped trying to make something and conjure up something and alchemize something that wasn't there. I chose to walk a different path. A supernova path, and in that path, I dropped the potential and the possibility, and I decided to embrace the emergence, to embrace what is, to embrace the rising. And in that, I noticed, yes, the possibility and the potential were still there, but the moments that I was embracing, I chose things that were bridges for things that I wanted, for things that I desired, for things that I longed for, things that were looking for me and finding me. And sometimes I walk into things and I still kind of go, ooh, what did I walk into? Because it happens to me too. Like, not everything is by design, and yet it is. The spider web, the drawing in, the magnetism. I just don't always know what's coming in. And yet, I do. And yet, I don't. Now I'm not making any sense, and now I'm just going into conundrums and trying to think my way through this. But it's what's real. And it's this conversation that I was having with my clients in a think tank call just the other day, just the other morning, actually. And I'm saying, I'm over potential. Like, don't give me the potential of this new client. Don't give me the potential of this new project. I choose to create potential. I choose to design possibilities. And that is where I get to be my power. But that is not where I manipulate things and I step into things and I do things. This is where I go into leverage. This is where I go into, okay, here's what's coming for me. Here's what I'm up for. How can I move into a dance in this? How can I work with this energy and shapeshift things and alchemize things? Because that's really what we have the power for as purpose-driven entrepreneurs and as humans. We can only alchemize the moment. We can only twist it or manipulate it or form it or ebb it or dance it or weave it or shape it or mold it into what it can be. And of course, above all, meet it. And if we're not in that dance, and if we're not in that space, and if we're not doing those particular things, then what are we really doing? And my invitation to you is to drop the possibility. To drop the dream for the sake of having a dream. To drop the possibility of, yay, maybe. Can we drop the maybe? And step into the edge and the distinctions of yes and no's. With the allowing, with the surrender for something to come from that. But not just only surrender as in arms wide open and give it to me, FedEx it to me. I want this client. I want that project. But just to ask for it. I was reading about marketing the other day and a man just put out what his intentions were for the universe. You know what? I'm up for taking people to India. I'm up for doing these things. And the way he worded it was just so smart. And people were like, you're doing that? You're playing that? You're really doing that? And they were like, I want to sign up for that. Or I know how to help you with that. Because there was that match made in that moment. By simply making a request, going, here's what I bring. Here's what I bring to this conversation. How can we use where you are in your process and what you need to serve your, at your best and highest form? And here's where I am in my best and highest form. And let's co-create. Let's make that 1+1=3 conundrum a reality. It can, because it has, because I've chosen it, and seeing that you can choose that too is an invitation I want to give you into this week. And with that, I let you weave your own web to create those intricate wings, those intricate constellations, and to flutter into orb of what it is that you're creating, how you're being of service. I know this feels vague and this feels fuzzy and this may not be grounded in such business practices as do that one thing and here's how to run a LinkedIn profile and that particular thing. But hey, if you're listening, you know what I'm up for. You know what you're up for. And this is the space that we had to meet in. This is the space we chose to meet in. This is the place that we continue to meet in. So I invite you to stop dreaming it, to stop searching for it and hunting for it, to start making it. Because potential can be made. Possibility can be made. Sometimes you can't do that alone. Sometimes you need somebody else to be there in that space with you. That's okay too. I call on my wisdom counsel. I call on guides. I talk things through. I'm choosing to be vulnerable in those moments and go, what am I not seeing? Where am I not looking? What's my radical obviousness that's missing, that's beckoning at my door, spinning its own web, asking me to step in or to catch things that I want to catch. And with that, I release this podcast into the world, into the big blue, into the nebula, into your world, into your cosmos, and into your universe. And may it find you creating the kinds of potentials that move your needle into flow, your distinction into the world. That notable part of you that you're willing to take a stand for, that you're willing to create from, that you're being of service from, that you're compelled to live by, that you're rising in integrity. Just embrace it. Just take it. It's yours. It's always been. It's your move. Now's your turn. It's your turn.